And there it is, the trigger. So once the trigger is figured out, then the body says, great. You don't have to force it to do anything it doesn't want to do. So I want to organize a lot of stuff. I need to get into my office. I need to find my wallet.
Can't find my wallet? Well, who doesn't carry a wallet with them out and about? I know who. The woman who spontaneously spoke to me 3 times in my life, and those memories are on replay. After how many years of hanging out with somebody and they choose to say these 3 things? Well, in research, I think that's significant.
Can you meow on command?
Ivy, meow. No, see, she cannot be told what to do either. All right, it's true. You can't force yourself to do things that your body doesn't want to do, and your body knows, like the toes know. Before I understood exactly what was happening, my toes would go bonkers. They would just be moving around and twitching and things. And now I understand if my toes start to wiggle, that a trigger is definitely on the horizon. So let's get ready for offense or defense. It's a really quick choice. Offense just means, are you ready to tell this trigger off? Or defense, you're going to hold back and observe because you need more information before you can manage this trigger. We're doing the curriculum live with real events, media, and the words of others. Just like before, the words of others that helped me get back my vocabulary. And what I realized listening to these news channels is that some of them are reading the tabloids to me. It dawned on me when somebody kept saying, I'm just reading the tabloids. I'm checking out the tabloids. I'm just reading what's out there. But what's interesting is the tabloid news is actually the one memory on play is Meghan Markle saying, there's no tabloids in the U.S. and the
U.K. She's literally gaslighting the whole world.
Monarchy.
Because we're not going to stand up in question
that we'll just go with whatever she says.
Why?
One and done. So you do one thing once in your life and now you are that. I'd rather choose people that have shown a longevity, a longitudinal, longer time period of their lives dedicated to a topic. Let's call them experts. Let's call them veterans.
I need to find those forms. I have to fill them out.
So I want to unpin this post, but I don't want to lose it because I pinned it up there for a reason, to use as a way to dampen the violence I witnessed on TV. I'm going to use technology and the fact that I know sensory evokes working memory, which is the memory we use to remember. It's the in-the-moment memory. Like if you drop something, you think, oh, I heard my keys fall, or you feel for your keys in your pocket. The focus point is keys, because when I got locked out of my own building, I couldn't get access to my keys if I was there past 3 o'clock. That's because the property manager was not there. So don't tell me there was somebody in the office, because this was completely related to my strategies to make sure I was safe. And for them then to deny the events that happened when I come down and say, hi, I had a stalker. Who are all these new people? What's going on? Because the previous staff knew what was going on and what became a model for what every building should do when somebody recognizes a resident brings up the fact that, hey, I'm recovering from multiple assaults, so I want to talk to you about it because you're giving me BS answers on safety, like changing the lights to make sure you can see things, like making sure the doors aren't just open, and theft that was happening, which seemed to be amongst the staff, because the young man who was here that I bumped into and didn't recognize, does he have a hiring and firing chart? I'm told that there'll be evaluations that are shared with the staff and then with the board members, but it never happened. So the repeated behavior makes you question more. Anyway, I'm using my memory to evoke the fact that I want to not forget this, as well as probably write it down somewhere now that I'm able to take notes in a notebook, which I prefer. So I remember, because this pin was my result of, hey, instead of letting trauma and suicide live in my life forever, let's stick it in a corner in the universe, excuse me. But that's what it felt like. When I use the word fucking, motherfucker, that's my fine motor and mental fatigue. I'm simply validating what's happening, taking the invisible
and making it visible.
What is that all about? It's the creative process, and I think artists can do a much better job describing it. So let's evoke some real artists who can talk about it. And then I'll talk about some fake artists who really suck because they took advantage of people. Which people? Well, the population that struggles the most. Survivors and people not understanding consent.
The facilitator of this group talked about how their
just
point
force
of
people
consent
to do
was them realizing that they can't.
To this week after
you're
week,
you're the consent expert, so you just gave yourself an explanation to explain that you don't practice consent.
And then when I questioned you more, you changed your name to a
out of the blue.
And like I stated,
is this all about money?
Because you said
then
the worst thing about COVID was that you lost your speaking
like
gigs. But when it came to suicide and real trauma, you took advantage. And where's that jacket?
I want to have TV.
I'll come to your event.
I would really like that jacket.
Will help a lot of women.
Killed herself and her family.
And then
feel it just never for your happened. Keys in your pocket. Amazing.
The focus point is keys, because when I got locked out of my own building, I couldn't get access to my keys if I was there past 3 o'clock. That's because the property manager was not there. So don't tell me there was somebody in the office, because this was completely related to my strategies to make sure I was safe. And for them then to deny the events that happened when I come down and say, hi, I had a stalker. Who are all these new people? What's going on? Because the previous staff knew what was going on and became a model for what every building should do when somebody recognizes a resident, brings up the fact that, hey, I'm recovering from multiple assaults. So I want to talk to you about it because you're giving me BS answers on safety, like changing the lights to make sure you can see things, like making sure the doors aren't just open, and theft that was happening, which seemed to be amongst the staff, because the young man who was here that I bumped into and didn't recognize, does he have a hiring and firing chart? I'm told that there'll be evaluations that are shared with the staff and then with the board members, but it never happened. So the repeated behavior makes you question more. Anyway, I'm using my memory to evoke the fact that I want to not forget this, as well as probably write it down somewhere now that I'm able to take notes in a notebook, which I prefer. So I remember, because this pin was my result of, hey, instead of letting trauma and suicide live in my life forever, let's stick it in a fucking corner. That's what it felt like. Universe. When I use the word fucking, motherfucker, that's my fine motor and mental
I'll
fatigue.
Tell you what they talked about.
The facilitator of this group talked about how...
And that's the greatest thing ever. I had pinned that post. I can look at the date, how long ago it was, and now I can finally talk about it. And that can be the new post that I pin. So when I say in a MF-er corner, that's putting the corner bakery. That's putting this person who said, I feel like an animal in the corner. I'm going to throw everything I know about a person to avoid questioning. So once you see it from their perspective, oh, they don't want to be questioned. Well, why? Because they don't have an answer. Because they don't remember what they said before. That's all this is over and over again. The issue really is these stories that people make up to explain behaviors they have, and then when it's not like they conveniently forget, they don't remember what they originally had said. So there's a problem. And the individual I'm focusing on is the person who used it as a lifelong excuse. I was never taught
a first time.
So I just thought this was kind of interesting. Visuals with working memory, I think they're kind of helpful. And this next person is the banker who, let's just say, kind of continuously dumped some trauma and was talking about no friends. And is that the way to get somebody's phone number? But then based on no business, but isn't that the point of having the information is to do business? So I'm a little confused. But they recommended a TV series. And I immediately asked, is that a horror show? Because it was about vampires. He said, no, it's a comedy. So thanks for that. That was great. At the same time, I kind of lost a lot of traction in this moment because this person just being unprofessional. So again, this is why it's a problem once they get their review and the evaluation. And that goes back to a couple evaluations that keep popping up. Again, these are just the memories. I'm recording, reporting them, trying to write in any space available to get rid of them, and saying goodbye. Education is glitter. I'm writing this review as part of a... That's what I mean. Keep trying every day. Can't give up quite yet.